From the Heart, August 27. The Joy of Christ's Fellowship in Heaven. There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. While sitting round the communion table, Christ spoke words of intense interest to his disciples. He was soon to pass through scenes that would be to them the severest test. Not only did he see distinctly his own humiliation and suffering, but he saw also the effect that this would have upon the disciples. He would not leave them in darkness regarding his future work. He knew that in their sorrow they would be assailed by the enemy, for Satan's craft is most successful when carried on against those who are depressed by difficulties. During these last sorrowful hours, Christ told his disciples that on the night of his trial, they would all be offended because of him, and that he would be left alone. He told them that for a little while after his death they would be sorrowful, but that their sorrow would be turned into joy. He told them that the time was coming when they would be put out of the synagogues, and that those who killed them would think that they were doing God service. He stated plainly why he told them these things while he was yet with them, that when his words were fulfilled, they would remember that he had told them of them before they came to pass, and thus be strengthened to believe in him as their Redeemer. Christ's statements saddened and amazed the disciples, but they were followed by the comforting assurance, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Not only to the disciples, but to us are these words of comfort spoken. In the last scenes of this earth's history, war will rage. There will be pestilence, plague, and famine. The waters of the deep will overflow their boundaries. Property and life will be destroyed by fire and flood. We should be preparing for the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for them that love him. There is a rest from earth's conflict. Where is it? That where I am, there ye may be also. Heaven is where Christ is. Heaven would not be heaven to those who love Christ if he were not there.